This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will have condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. Both the leaders emphasized that no country should provide safe haven to those who finance, plan, support or commit terrorist acts. Both leaders agreed to continue cooperation within the framework of the Financial Action Task Force to counter terror financing and strengthen anti-money laundering efforts. They also directed their teams to work towards connecting micro, small and medium sector enterprises. They called for the expeditious implementation of key initiatives such as the Bharat Mart, the Virtual Trade Corridor and the Bharat Africa Setu to promote MSME products across the Middle East, West Asia, Africa and the Eurasia region. BJP Working President Nitin Nabin is set to become the new president of the party. Party National Returning Officer Dr. K. Lakshman announced that only the name of Nitin Nabin was proposed for the post of National President of BJP. However, the formal announcement for his election as new National President will be made today. Dr. Lakshman said all 37 sets of nomination papers were received in favour of Nitin Nabin for the post of National President. Defence Ministry has said that around 10,000 special guests have been invited to witness the 77th Republic Day Parade at Kartavya Path in New Delhi this year. The guests include those who have carried out exemplary work in income and employment generation, best innovators, startups, self-help groups and best performers under various government initiatives. The ministry said that the guests have been invited with the objective of honouring their contributions to nation-building and increasing Jan-Bhagidari in events of national importance. The special guests include the winners of World Athletic Para Championship, transgenders and beggars, rehabilitated under PM Smile Scheme, farmers practicing natural farming, among others. The Supreme Court said it would interfere with the unpredictable fluctuations in airfares and flagged the exorbitant rise during festivals. Hearing a PIL, a bench of Justices Vikram Nath and Sandeep Mehta termed the exorbitant rise of airfares by airlines as exploitation and asked the Centre and the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, to file their replies. International Monetary Fund, IMF, has raised India's economic growth projection for 2025 by 0.7 percentage point to 7.3%. In World Economic Outlook update, IMF said upward revision reflects strong momentum in the fourth quarter of this fiscal year. Meanwhile, IMF projected 6.4% growth in the next financial year of 2026-2027, adding that despite the expected moderation, India remains a key driver of growth among emerging market and developing economies. India has achieved a record electronics exports of $47 billion in 2025. In a social media post, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwani Vaishnav informed that around $30 billion came from the production-linked incentive-driven smartphone exports. He said that electronics is the third largest export item of the country. The minister further said that electronic exports has increased 11 times since 2015. He added that 25 lakh new jobs were also created with strong women participation, opportunities for MSMEs and long-term skilling of the youth. India Navy ship INS Sudarshini will embark on a 10-month transoceanic expedition on the voyage of Lokayan 26 today. Defence Ministry said that the ship will sail over 22,000 nautical miles, visiting 18 foreign ports across 13 countries during the voyage. The first leg of Khelo India Winter Games 2026 will begin today in Leh Ladakh. More than 1,000 men and women athletes, including coaches and technical officials, will participate in this edition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.